This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. What a week the left has been having. The modern progressive presumes and assumes the moral and intellectual authority over you. And they've been getting smacked in the face all week. And consequently, their supposedly superior ends naturally justify almost any means necessary to achieve these ends, which you must have. You must have these. Now, among the elite, Democrats' blue wall states were once considered a testament to the wisdom of the Electoral College. This is how they knew they could win more presidencies, because of this blue wall. But then that wall crumbled in 2016 to Donald Trump. And at that moment, when in that one instance, after all this time, the Electoral College suddenly was blasted as a relic of our anti-democratic founders. The nine-person Supreme Court was once beloved because they got the results they wanted on issues like abortion and school prayers, same-sex marriage, pornography, and Miranda rights. The left cheered the court as it made the law and ignored legislatures and presidents. Republican court picks like Harry Blackmun, William Brennan, Anthony Kennedy, Sandra Day O'Connor, Lewis Powell, John Roberts, David Souter, John Paul Stevens, Potter Stewart, and Earl Warren would very often flip leftward. How could they not be swayed by the greater brilliance of their leftist colleagues? From affirmative action to Roe versus Wade to Obamacare, apostate Republican justices for a half century greenlit legislation from the bench. Do you remember all the right-wing talk about packing the court with six additional justices to slow down its overreaching left-wing majority? Over a mob massing at the home of a left-wing justice? Remember when they protested and burned Elena Kagan in effigy? Well, the reason you don't remember any of that because that didn't happen. They never had, none of that happened. Now? Certainly not. Suddenly, a narrow constructionist majority has returned matters of abortion to the states, and the once beloved court is being slandered by leftist insurrectionists as illegitimate. And every sort of once unthinkable attack on the court is now permissible. You got confidential draft opinions that are being leaked illegally. A senior senator, who is now at the moment the Senate Majority Leader, threatens justices by name at the doors of the court. The homes of the justices are surrounded by heckling protesters. And the very life of a justice is threatened by a would-be assassin close to his home. Consider also the Senate filibuster. Former President Barack Obama not long ago ranted that it was racist and a 180-year-old relic. And his logic was infantile. While Democrats were in the Senate, when they're in the Senate minority, he was giddy that the filibuster could slow down the Republican majority. When he was a senator himself, Obama filibustered the nomination of Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito. But when they're in the majority, however, a pouting Obama blasted the filibuster as a racist Jim Crow roadblock, which that happened within the space of 1 year. You understand that, right? When the elections flipped everything. Can the January 6th committee issue some universal declaration that defeated candidates should not question the integrity of an election, much less call for it to be ignored? Apparently not. 2016, a defeated Hillary Clinton claimed the winner, Trump, was illegitimate. This from the architect of the entire Russian collusion hoax. She then trumped her own inflammatory rhetoric by urging Joe Biden not to accept the 2020 tally of the balloting if he lost. Former President Jimmy Carter agreed that Hillary Clinton won the 2016 election and Trump was thus illegitimate. Hollywood actors appeared in commercials, insurrectionary style, urging Republican electors to renounce their constitutional duty and instead elect Clinton. And then there's the racial matters, where the left is the most intellectually bankrupt of all. During the recent confirmation hearings of African-American nominee to the Supreme Court, Ketanji Brown Jackson, the left allegedly alleged that tough questioners were racist and sexist for bullying Jackson, despite the kid glove treatment that she got compared to the character assassinations of past conservative nominees. Brett Kavanaugh was smeared as a teenage rapist and targeted by former Democratic media heartthrob Michael Avenatti, who is now an imprisoned felon. Currently, loud mobs of affluent young white women have been circling the home of African-American Justice Clarence Thomas, just one of five court justices who voted to let the states decide the status of abortion. Thomas did not write the majority opinion that overturned Roe v. Wade, but then again, leftists have a toxic fixation with black Americans who do not appreciate their condescension. In the left-wing mind, if it was an insurrection, the Capitol riot was one of the worst. It was a buffoonish thing that occurred. Yet the much larger May 31st, 2020 riot that sought to storm the White House grounds and sent the president into a bunker was a sort of mob violence that was not going to stop, in the words of now Vice President Kamala Harris. The recent pro-abortion mob assault on the Arizona State Senate, the left insists, was an apparent cry of the heart. What would the left do if, after 2022 midterms, a Republican majority Congress emulated its own infantile tantrums? Can you imagine new House Speaker Kevin McCarthy tearing up President Joe Biden's State of the Union address on live television? How about the House impeaching Biden twice, even as a private citizen in an Alzheimer's home in 2025. Envision a 22-month, $40 million investigation of the entire Biden quid pro quo corrupt family syndicate. What if McCarthy starts booting left-wing congressional representatives from key select committees? And what if conservatives showed up screaming at the gates of one of Obama's three mansions? It just seems, I've always looked at the left, and as in matters of gun control, they've always played this long game, and I look at this template where they do all of these things, where I sort of think to myself, this is the way they do all things. But they're destroying the very customs and traditions whose loss will come back to haunt them when the Democrats lose the Congress in November. They've already done that once. Harry Reid did it. And then when Mitch McConnell used, everybody warned him not to do it. And when Mitch McConnell came back in and started using that against the Democrats, they were like, now they were crying foul, even though they pushed it this way. So these crybaby tantrums are not winning over the public. And these nonstop puerile meltdowns have turned off most Americans who are getting tired of the whiny, narcissistic hypocrite. Their game is, it's while on the one hand they're panicking and they know, we're in the fifth month now, July. No, and we're in the seventh month of July. And in 4 months, they're going to face their own personal Armageddon, which they will have been the ones who snatched defeat from the jaws of victory, because once again, they had it all. They've had it all for the last, they will have had it all for the last 2 years. And, they squandered it because they gave up all incrementalism, which was always how they got things going their way. They've squandered that now. And I'm glad they have, because now they've shown their true face. And you've seen it. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
And welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Right now, it seems like New York State is like the center of the gun rights fight. Given the recent Supreme Court ruling in the Bruin case. So, it's interesting the way these politicians... Now, as soon as the case was decided, all of the officials of New York got out there and said, all of you people that have these permits to have a gun, that doesn't mean you can carry a gun. Nothing has changed. That was their statement. That was their statement. But that was, you know, this is what they're telling to the law-abiding. Now, on the other hand, apparently, in New York, and I don't know that this is true or not true, to be honest with you. I mean, I kind of think that the people of New York probably are very, very aware of what goes on around them. And apparently, the government officials think the people of New York are idiots. Because of this position that came out. Now, let me set this up. In New York, there's been a lot of recoil at a seemingly random killing of a 20-year-old woman who was pushing a baby stroller with a 3-month-old infant on in an Upper East Side street. According to CBS News, a 20-year-old woman died after being shot in the head while pushing her 3-month-old in a stroller in Manhattan's Upper East Side Wednesday night. The toddler wasn't injured. New York City Police Commissioner Keechan Sewell said in a news conference that the victim was pushing the stroller when a man approached from behind and fired a single shot into her head from a very close range and then fled. The victim was rushed to a hospital and pronounced dead about an hour later. Her name was not immediately released, and the suspect remains at large, and there was no word on a possible motive. As of this moment, I still don't know much about what happened. Was this a boyfriend issue? Did she know the killer? Was there a racial component? Was she killed for being Asian or white or some wrong color? Was it really the Upper East Side as reported, given that it's 2 blocks from Spanish Harlem on the map? Or was this, or was it the same kind of nightmare crime that is increasingly happening in New York, where a random passenger is pushed in front of a moving subway, or a random person on the subway gets stabbed, or a college student walking to class or from the park is randomly shot from behind for no apparent reason? All of these things have happened recently in the increasingly shattered New York City. Now, this callous crime, though, is making waves because these crimes are not expected to happen on the corner of Lexington and East 95th, which is 7 blocks away from the Guggenheim Museum. The perception is that broad daylight murders, this don't happen, at least outside of some of the outer boroughs. Manhattan is supposed to be the safe place, especially the Upper East Side, where all the social climbers Tom Wolfe used to write about live. This killing is enough to make anyone feel unsafe. If it happens there, who will be next? Based on press accounts, it seems some kind of bottom has dropped out. The mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, after all, rushed to the scene given the high impact of the crime. And there was the understanding, that was where the understanding of the event ends. And this is where the stupidity of the presumption of the residents of New York begins, with his honor. Because he had an absolutely hideous response. Because remember, nothing changed yet. Because they have to put everything in place regarding the Bruin decision. Even though the Attorneys General of New Jersey and California have said, do away with needs-based stuff, the city where the ruling came against has not done that yet. So, based on this, in a moment of strictly cheap political attempt, a politically attempted seeking points in the press, New York City Mayor Eric Adams spoke to the news conference and pointed to the problem of the over-proliferation of guns on our streets. He said, when a woman is pushing a baby carriage down the block and is shot at point-blank range, it shows just how this national problem is impacting families. It doesn't matter if you're on the Upper East Side or East New York, Brooklyn. The oversaturation of guns endangers people. He blamed the gun. He waxed eloquent about ghost guns, even though there have been no reports of the murder weapon being recovered. According to Adams, the gun did it, not the guy in the hoodie who snuck up on the woman from behind. If you take the guns off the street, the problem is over. It's all so easy. Aren't you feeling safer now, people of New York City? The problem in that city is that monstrous amounts of minor crimes of lawlessness and disorder have been allowed to flourish, supposedly in the name of targeting only major crimes. This is the broken window theory in reverse. So the bums and the shoplifting and the smash and grab robberies and the muggings, the subway assaults, the car break-ins, the random vandalism, the transit fare jumping have all been left to flourish as somehow not important enough by the city's leftist district attorney, despite the havoc they wreak on the sense of order in the city. See, here's the thing. One of the things, and we can use this against them, this is an interesting argument they make. In an area as dense as New York, we can't have everybody running around with guns. Right? That's their argument. However, my position is in an area as dense as New York, you have to have good policing. You cannot have the kind of havoc from transit fare jumping and car break-ins and subway assaults and smashing grab. That has to be stopped. It all has to be stopped in an area with that kind of population density. All of these minor crimes that they're ignoring, this has created a petri dish for this kind of murder to happen. Criminals are criminals. They're not looking out there. They're not going out there with a little schematic in their hand saying, okay, we're going to do this and this and this, but we can't do that. They're not doing that. The message they're getting is that anyone who commits a crime gets away with it. Now, Adams was elected basically as Batman. He was going to be a great crime fighter for New York after the monstrous free-for-all unleashed by failed far-left Mayor Bill de Blasio. Supposedly the good guy. The man who didn't want to defund the police. The guy who listened to the poor areas where the crime is the most hellish. What is he now? Well, he's a fool who blames guns instead of criminals who see themselves with a city-issued get-out-of-jail-free card. And that's the kind of stupid leadership that creates the fear in New York City. That's what drives more people to buy guns for self-defense, and it probably has. It's actually worse than the fear of random gunmen killing even a mother pushing a stroller on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. Giuliani understood this. It's time for New York to wake up. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The stock market suffers its worst first half of the year since 1970, and some investors warn a recession is on the horizon. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Brian Stile says there needs to be a dramatic change on American energy policy.
We're going to need an all-of-the-above energy approach here in the United States of America. That includes solar. It's going to include nuclear as well. But the one thing that we can do to turn the spigot on quickly is domestic production of oil and natural gas.
Buying all the foods for a 4th of July cookout will cost about 17% more this year. That's according to the annual survey done by the Farm Bureau. They add it's all caused by high gas prices and inflation, which is driving up the cost of just about everything. USA Radio News. A new health care law has taken effect.
Americans now have a better picture of what insurers and employers pay for health care thanks to a new federal rule that started Friday. It's a part of a President Trump-era medical price transparency law. The problem thus far is deciphering the massive amount of data. Nate Maslick, CEO of Ribbon Healthcare on Slice of Healthcare podcast, explains why there is so much data.
We built an API and we launched it. And we started working on that product, and the more time we spent in the market, the more we realized that this is a massive problem. And it wasn't just a handful of care navigation platforms that were struggling with it. It's health insurance companies, it's hospitals and provider groups, it's digital health tools, it's patients. Anytime anybody gets sick, anytime that anybody needs to make a care decision, you need information on the source of care delivery.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden and the First Lady are spending the Independence Day weekend at Camp David. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Right. Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Now, is he a professor? What is he? What's this guy's thing? Yeah, he's a law professor. His name is Ian Ayers. And he wants to flip the current law in the vast majority of states to make concealed carry banned on private property unless the owners of that property decide to allow it. And the question becomes, is this constitutional? Which, I don't know. You see, these guys are, this is a drowning person grasping at straws, right? Almost certainly not. The short answer is almost certainly not, based on what they said last week in the Supreme Court. But we're already seeing in states like New York and New Jersey and California, anti-gun activists aren't letting a little thing like a Supreme Court decision get in the way of their desire to disarm the average everyday American. You might be surprised to learn that when you ask someone to come and repair your dishwasher, this is what he says, they can legally carry a concealed weapon into your kitchen unless you expressly object. Now, he's got that wrong. I presume everybody I see out there is armed. The whole armed society, polite society thing. Now, he does not see that way. What he's saying is that if you invite someone to come and repair your dishwasher and they show up with a gun, something's going to snap in them while they're going through the rinse cycle and they're just going to light the place up. They're just going to shoot everybody in the house and your dog. But he continues, in all but 3 states, and any visitor can by default carry a firearm into your home without your explicit permission. The repairman has a Second Amendment right to bear arms, but you have a right to control whether people carry guns onto your land. A certain attribute of property ownership is the right to exclude unwanted people from your land. 47 states fail to adequately protect this right of landowners to control their property because they provide the wrong default rule regarding the right of invitees to bear arms. Property owners cannot make an informed choice if they don't know they have to object. More than two-thirds of people are unaware of these default rules, and it is hard for a property owner to know that she needs to object when the objectionable firearm is concealed. The same problem exists regarding private commercial land. All 50 states permit individuals to carry their firearms into private retail establishments by default. Private businesses must post no gun signs to make their stores gun-free, and these signs often must meet strict requirements. Many retailers fear customer backlash if they post signs either restricting or permitting gun carrying in their stores. So they're inclined to stick with the state's default rule regardless of their preferences. Now, if this sounds familiar, that's because this is what Kathy Hochul is going to do in New York, at least when it comes to businesses, as part of a plan to defy the Supreme Court and to make it difficult as possible for a New Yorker to exercise the right to armed self-defense in public. And there's two big problems with this idea. One is constitutional, one is practical. First of all, from my point of view, if you're going to do that, then do away with the background check. Because if you're going to tell me that I have to have a clean criminal background to buy a gun, but then if I buy said gun and I meet all the criteria for owning said gun, and I've gone through the thing and I get a permit to carry a gun and I've been double vetted now, I'm still not allowed to carry a gun because apparently I'm a criminal in waiting, then you need to do away with all of that rigmarole and just let me go, you know, buy them on, you know, mail order. It completely defeats the whole argument for the need for background checks if you're going to get out there and say, well, you know, I sit here and I specialize in selling sweaters and there's no need for guns in my store where they sell sweaters. As Ayers himself notes, every state in the union says that if you want to ban guns from commercial properties, you can do so, but you have to provide notice to the public in some form or fashion. 47 out of 50 states take the same view when it comes to non-commercial private property. These laws are widespread and long-standing, and there's nothing in the history or tradition of the right to keep and bear arms that supports what Ayers and Hochul are demanding. Yes, if guns are going to be not allowed, then you have to make that a public declaration. And then I'll make my choice whether I come in or not. There's nothing compelling me to come in. Given the negative implications that these policies would have on the right of people to bear arms for self-defense in public, and the fact that there are no similar analogs in American history, I don't think that there would be any way that these would be upheld by the Supreme Court at this moment. The other part is a practical perspective, because concealed means concealed. Ayers acknowledged that it is hard for a property owner to know that she needs to object when the objectionable firearm is concealed. And that wouldn't change if all the privately owned spaces became gun-free zones by default. And rest assured that a criminal who is intent on coming in there and, you know, stealing that gun or using that gun to commit a crime or whatever it may be, they're going to come in there anyway. But for the law-abiding, it's just as difficult to determine if anybody's carrying in violation of law. But we'd also see far more individuals inadvertently doing so because of the reversal of the long-standing status quo. See, if they made it to where they didn't have to do anything in particular to dot the I's and cross the T's, then, you know, before long, you're in this... You're walking around in a crazy quilt patchwork of where you can and can't carry a gun. So in between each location, A and B, it's okay to carry a gun. It might have been okay in A, it won't be okay in B. How do you keep up with that? Because the thing is, what they want to do is they want to make this by default, not to where they have to make this public declaration, which the public declaration, in some cases, in some places... You know, if you get out there and say, well, we're a gun-free zone because we're taking care and keeping our customers safe. Some people will just say, well, if I can't carry my gun in there, I'm just not going. And they go somewhere else. They go somewhere else and buy their health food. They go somewhere else and buy their tires. Wherever it is, it doesn't matter. They go somewhere else. And this idea, like all other ideas they have, would not stop a single violent criminal, because it's already illegal in New York to walk up to a 20-year-old and shoot her in the back of the head. For any reason. For no reason. But what this would do is it would ensnare a lot of otherwise law-abiding individuals, and it turned them into accidental outlaws, because they would no longer be able to legally carry in most of the places where they've been able to exercise their right to bear arms in the past. And part of his problem is that he, like many other gun control fans, still doesn't want to accept that the right to keep and bear arms is real. He claims that the Second Amendment is about individuals' ability to defend their homes by arming themselves, and that's simply not true. Wherever you can legally be, you can defend yourself. Whether that's at the Target store, or the Walmart, or the or the gas station, or the theater, or anywhere, you can legally defend yourself. Now, they try to make it to where you can't in some of these places. The right to keep and bear arms, though, is fundamentally about protecting yourself, not your property. And Supreme Court made it clear last week, the right of self-defense doesn't stop once you set foot outside your front door. That's so counterintuitive for me. If your home is a sanctuary, why are you not going to be allowed to defend yourself outside of your sanctuary? And if private property owners want to ban lawful carrying on their premises, they can do so. But this is in a country with a right to keep and bear arms, so the default position has historically respected the right and what must continue to do so in the future. Pretty fundamental. They have to respect all the other rights, too. They can't. There's nothing that they can, a private property owner can't put up a sign saying, no free speech allowed in this home. Well, they can. They just won't have very many visitors, I guess. I don't know. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
One more time, and, you know, this is Gun Owners News Hour. This is also 4th of July weekend, and, yes, go out there and celebrate that independence. Absolutely, celebrate that independence. Now, what happens whenever the left, whenever the left gets slapped down, what do? Well, they go have a poll. They go have a poll to find out that this decision that goes against their beliefs is not actually what you, the American people, want. And according to a new poll released by Monmouth University, they now want to state that most Americans believe that states should be able to determine who can carry a concealed weapon. According to this, 56% of U.S. citizens think that individual states should be allowed to limit who can carry concealed handguns in their state, while 42% of people disagree. No idea where they... I don't know if it lists where this was actually taken. I'm looking to say, nope, it does not. So, this decision that they did in the case of the Bruin case will affect New Jersey, California, Hawaii, Maryland, Massachusetts, and New York. And in each of those six states, it is required for people to show an absolute need for owning a concealed carry permit before being issued one. And I'll tell you what, when you look at the questions and the things about what these... these answers are coming up with in these percentages. There's two things about polls that I always hold true to fact. A poll is only as good as its method and its sample. And polls are propaganda pieces. If you have a good poll and it's not actually meant to be a propaganda piece, which I don't remember the last time I saw one of those, it will have a method where it's 50-50. Right? Not heavily weighted, and not only in one region or something, right? But it would be 50-50. And anything other than that is just a propaganda piece. So let's look at what else we found out in this poll. 73% of Americans say they support legislation that requires a comprehensive background check before buying a firearm, which we already have. That's been that way since the 90s. is not something new. And this tells me this is taken in a area where they're not allowed to buy guns yet, to the degree where I'm allowed to buy guns, okay, in my area. So I guess they probably took it in the middle of New York City. 49% said they would support a law that establishes a national gun ownership database to register all guns in the country. This poll wasn't taken in Tennessee. This was taken in some population hub in some blue bastion. But then, in order to give it a little bit of a patina of legitimacy, they point out that 55% believe that the major issue within the nation's mental it lies within the mental health crisis rather than the guns themselves. I also found that 32% of respondents opposed banning the sale of assault style weapons in the country. Now, supposedly, this is coming on the heels of the historic Bipartisan Safer Communities Act to further push their leftist gun control message, where they didn't harden schools, by the way. They include funding for school safety resources, but so they gave them funding to hire 3 security guards per school, 5 security guards per school. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. Plus, most of the time, the thing about any of these bills where they get out there and provide funding, that's only for the first year, or 18 months, or 2 years, or however long they're given to implement the program. And then that funding runs out. And then most of the time, in a lot of cases, when it becomes an unfunded mandate, or if it's not an unfunded mandate, they'll just drop it. They strengthen the background check for buyers under the age of 21, whatever that means. And they increase the penalty for straw purchases of firearms, which they don't really do anything with these people. So I would love to know how they strengthened it. Now back to Kathy Hochul. I used to look at Andrew Cuomo and think this dude is a Dick Tracy villain. I mean, he was just a caricature of what a human being should be. Not necessarily the way he looked, just the way he thought. You know? He would get up there and make speeches. And if you believed in this, you didn't need to be in New York. If you believed in this, you didn't need to be in New York. Where do you think you at, pal? He thought he was the great and powerful Oz. I thought that for the people of New York, when he resigned, that would be, it's surely got to be better. And then comes Kathy Hochul. And Kathy Hochul, she is, I'm beginning to see, when you see a Kathy Hochul, you realize what Hillary Clinton would be if she actually had any power. Because here she has a little bit of power, Kathy Hochul does. So, in light of this Bruin case, she said Wednesday of this week that she doesn't need data to make the case that concealed carry permit holders make New York more dangerous, which is astounding. She was asked by WRGB news anchor Ann McCloy, "Do you have numbers to show that it's the concealed carry permit holders that are committing crimes? Because the lawful gun owner will say that you're attacking the wrong person. It's really people that are getting these guns illegally that are causing the violence, not the people going and getting the permit legally. And that's the basis for the whole Supreme Court argument. Do you have the numbers?" Hochul decided to argue that statistics are irrelevant. I mean, this is really where you go. This is truly where you're making it up as you go. I don't need to have numbers. I don't need to have a data point to point to. All I know is that I have a responsibility to the people of this state to have sensible gun laws, and this one was not devised by the Hochul administration. It comes out of an administration from 1908. I don't need a data point to make the case that I have a responsibility to protect the people of this state. And she has called the legislature back for a special session in response to the Supreme Court overturning the requirement that New York residents have proper cause or require or acquire a concealed carry permit. This proper cause violates the 14th Amendment by preventing law-abiding citizens with ordinary self-defense needs from exercising their Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms in public for self-defense. Absolutely true. Just across the borders, anywhere in any state bordering New York, in most cases, they carry guns all over the place, and, you know, it's not blood in the streets, not the wild, wild west. We'll hear all about how it's going to be like the wild, wild west. These last six states that are going to have to be dragged into the sun will be out there talking about how it's like the wild, wild west. So what are we getting out of New York? Well, we have this legislative outline agreed by the Albany Democrats, which includes imposing new training requirements on applicants while also barring concealed weapons from crowded venues like subways, schools, polling locations, and zoos. They also include a provision making all private businesses gun-free unless their owners otherwise specify. That will get hit. That will be actionable. Hochul said it is outrageous that at a moment of a national reckoning on gun violence, the Supreme Court has recklessly struck down a New York law that limits those who can carry concealed weapons. Andrew, the aforementioned, I mentioned him earlier. Andrew Cuomo, he got out there and he said, "This takes us all the way back to 1910. Which that would really be interesting if that were the case, because then Kathy Hochul would not only not be the governor of New York, she would not even be allowed to vote for the governor of New York. That would really be interesting. It was a pre-civil rights era in 1910, and you know this little law they had was put in place by a very questionable, you know, Sullivan. Initially, they called it the Sullivan Act, and this was that was just part about possessing a gun. So, I just find it a little amusing at this particular point that these people cannot live with reality. I will talk to you next weekend. Everybody, stay awake, stay aware. Happy 4th of July. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.